Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Wi-Fi is a treat, her nice. Me and my wife, we used to live so nice. Tell Johnny come with his sweet mouth. He talk and talk and tell he took her out. When I go to work at the bar, he pick her up in the fancy car. They ride the island from end to end. Then she talking how they only friends. But
oh, look, misery, wherever I meet Johnny, the people of people, they gonna be sorry to see. The queer for Johnny and the girl is for me.
Yes!
Oh, look, misery, wherever I meet Johnny, the people, they gonna be sorry to see. The queer for Johnny and the girl is for me. After Johnny done wear my clothes, after Johnny done eat my food, after Johnny done smoke my pipe, he turn right round and he take my wife. I caught Johnny in my house so fair, he didn't see me till I appeared. When I stepped into the door, Johnny got so frightened that he sank to the floor. But
oh, look, wherever I meet Johnny, the people of people, they gonna be sorry to see. The queer for Johnny and the girl is for me.
See,
oh, look, misery, wherever I meet Johnny.
A good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 17th of February, 2025. You are on the clock with Erin Green, and I'm here today to ask you, did you survive Valentine's Day? Did you survive Valentine's Day? Now, I'm awaiting a scheduled guest to join us in studio, but we have lots to talk about today, so I am going to get it going. I want to start the show with some sad news. We're going to pick it up. This is a very important moment, though. A young man passed away over the last few days, but I think just before the weekend, on the weekend. His name was Darian O. Spence. Darian was a playwright, he was an actor, he was many things to many people. But one thing is certain, he is gone too soon. I want to share with you a tribute to Darian O. Spence by Ian Strawn. Darian is a very popular playwright. I think Darian was based in Grand Bahama, and y'all know Grand Bahama is one of the roots of culture and literary and stage culture in the country. This is a tribute to Darian O. Spence by Dr. Ian Strawn. Cowards die many times before their deaths. The valiant never taste of death but once. Darian Spence was an engineering major at college who switched to English. He was one of the first people to complete the English BA at UB. I am proud to say I taught him. He was an excellent writer and highly intelligent. I was fortunate to have him accept a role in Gippy's Kingdom. He played Sir Lawrence, a homeless man who recites Shakespeare. He went on to become a high school English teacher and write and stage plays of his own. He had an awesome spirit. He was incredibly easy to be around. I will never forget him. May he rest in peace. I'm getting ready to read something else to you. I just want to say, I've known Darian for quite a while. The click one. I've known Darian for quite a while, but not as well as I wanted to. Being an improv actor, I hope for the opportunity to work with him. I'm always trying to steal actors and bring them over to the improv side. And alas, I waited too long. But I wanted to create this space for us to remember and recognize the contributions of one young man to the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, Darian O. Spence, rest in peace, and to his family and loved ones. You have our condolences and our love and support in this time of loss and bereavement. And that's to plenty of people. And thank you for sharing in this brief moment to recognize his passing. All right, we've got lots to talk about. I am excited. Listen, we are 1 week away from 242 Day. On Monday, February 24th, this and every 24th of February, the 24th day of the second month, we are showing our Bahamian pride. Fly your Bahamian flags, wear Bahamas flag colors, eat Bahamian foods, create and listen to Bahamian music, donate in sequences of 242, do something 242 times or 24.2 times or 2.42 times, etc. Merchants, consider pricing items $2.42 or $24.20 or $242, etc. Let's have fun with it. I want to say to all of the local vendors that sell Bahamian things, Bahamiana, Bahamian colors, maybe you could give us a little discount to encourage us to wear our pride. Discounted t-shirts from the last season, head coverings, flags, anything from the last season, get a little discount, put a 2, a 4, and a 2 on it somewhere, and let us have some fun. I'm hoping to organize something. I'm looking for 24 gifts to give away next Monday. I haven't gotten them yet. We're going to try and do a thing for the 24th of February, 242 Day, if you are interested in participating in that giveaway, and we will share the details of your company when we give away your prize. I am looking forward to it, as well as I'm looking forward to Collect Victory Fest. Collect the Bay of the Bahamas invites you to Victory Fest 2025. Join us Saturday, March the 1st at Smuggler's Square for an epic celebration of the 2024 Boxing Day and 2025 New Year's Day Junkanoo winners, the Saxon Superstars. The Junkanoo season may be over, but the celebration is just getting started. Enjoy music by Playhouse DJs, Lil Giant and DJ Tank, and performing live, Fanshawn and D-Mac. Let's celebrate the 4 straight Junkanoo winners, Saxons, Superstars. What a time. We're going to get back to that in a second, because I still ain't see no Juju Radler on the market. I know it's going to be a hit. Get back to that in a second. Another Equality Bahamas is preparing for the International Women's Day March and Expo. Equality Bahamas is hosting its annual International Women's Day March and Expo on Saturday, March 8th. In preparation, their sign-making and screen-printing day is Sunday, March 2nd, from noon to 5 p.m. at Ponciana Paper Press. Get creative and make your protest sign and try your hand at screen-printing with the Equality Bahamas team. Both events are free, feminist, family-friendly, and open to the public. This has been a regular Equality Bahamas event for the last at least 5-6 years. I know the pandemic slowed us down for a minute. I look forward to it every year, and I am going to be there. I tell you who I know. I know one group who's going to be there. The Dundas Black Box Improv Team is going to be at that event. If you have always wanted to try your acting skills, if you want to try a little improv, if you know that the best actors in the Bahamas all have some improv training and you want to be the best, come out Black Box Improv Team at the Equality Bahamas International Women's Day March and Expo Saturday, March 8th. Okay, I got a text here. Quick says, great show as usual, Miss Green. I hear the Click and Kong salad did not reach Buddy Heel. I heard y'all let Howard and Naughty deliver it, so it never reached the airport. But, I mean, they had to test it. They had to make sure it was safe. They had to make sure it was good for Buddy. I understand that protocol. If it was me, I was going to test it too. I'm concerned about Buddy out there in San Francisco. Not playing for the Warriors. Like they put him on the bench. But that's okay. I got something more important to talk about. It's that Kalik. So I didn't get my Kalik Radler Valentine's Day bouquet basket. It's okay. It's okay. Got something better. I got something better. First of all, in my hubris, I turned down the offer of one single Kalik Radler. I was foolish. I was foolish. My expectations were out of control. I turned it down. And the next day, and it was the day before Valentine's Day, the next day, Valentine's Day, all I got was Juju. Mind you, five different variety of Juju, you know. Five different variety of Juju. Some was the big set, some was the small set, some was the shrivel up like raisin set that I want cut up and put in my cornmeal and my cream of wheat, cornmeal porridge and cream of wheat. But it convinced me that Juju Radler have to be. See, I know BAIC is already focused on Juju. I know that they've been making a lot of Juju jam. Of course, Juju is perfect for that because there's tons of it. There's tons of it. And Juju is in the apple family, so I know it's going to make a great jam and a great jelly. But I'm sure it's going to make an even better Radler if you're listening, if you're listening, if you're listening. Okay, as we await the arrival of our guests in the Zoom room, I have a number of stories lined up, and today's papers have left us with lots to talk about, so let's get to it. If you see something in the headlines you want to talk about, I am here for it, but I tell you, I got plenty to talk about. Here we go, Guardian headlines. Family says man's death, quote, suspicious, close quotes. Curtis's burned body found near car, police ruled traffic fatality. Foul play suspected for man found dead in fire. RBDF Seaman Brown rushed to aid traffic accident victim. Johnson role in Ferguson plead not guilty to bribery charges. In today's Tribune, some headlines. Pintard defers comment on marital rape issue. Another headline, ex-CID chief lawyer and cop to learn trial date. U.S. Embassy official decries China's, quote, malign influence, close quotes. And of, there we go. I think I read them in the wrong order. Lots of stories to talk about. Oh, I got a text here that says, how about two collect for $2 on 242 day? And look at it, how it sounds so good. On 242 day. I for that. Of course, though, remember, we drink responsibly, right? That's what we're supposed to be doing, all of us, right? Because I've been on the road this weekend, and I feel like y'all don't really get the message, like what drink responsibly means. I want to start. Let's start with this traffic fatality story. I'm going to read from the police crime report, Eleuthera. Police investigate traffic fatality from the RBPF. I think this is from the PACD, the Communications Department, posted 16th of February, that's yesterday. Police in Eleuthera are investigating a fatal accident that occurred on Saturday, the 15th of February, 2025, on Queens Highway off Chris Brown Boulevard. Sometime around 7:40 p.m., officers responded to reports of a burning vehicle. Upon arrival, they found a green Jeep fully engulfed in flames in a bushy area with a snap utility pole. After extinguishing the fire, officers discovered a burned body a short distance from the vehicle. A doctor later visited the scene and confirmed the victim's death. We go to the headline, family says man's death suspicious. Curtis's burned body found near car, police rule traffic fatality. Nassau Tribune. The family of 46-year-old Frank Curtis, who was reportedly found burned a short distance from his vehicle in Eleuthera over the weekend, is calling for a thorough investigation into his death, insisting the circumstances surrounding the incident don't add up. Police reported the incident as a traffic fatality, saying officers discovered the scene while responding to reports of a burning vehicle on Queens Highway Saturday night. Upon arrival, they found a green Jeep fully engulfed in flames, utility pole nearby. Page 5. After extinguishing the fire, officers discovered a burned body a short distance away. A doctor later visited the scene and confirmed the victim's death. Curtis, a father of one, was later identified as the deceased. His sister, Mary Sands, told the Tribune last night the family doesn't believe it was simply a car accident. She said her brother knew the road well as he drove it daily to his job site less than 2 miles away. She questioned how such a severe accident could have happened on a familiar route, believing he may have been chased. Knowing Frank, someone was chasing him, and more than likely he was trying to get away. She also found the wreckage scene unusual, noting the absence of brake marks on the road and that the passenger seat was missing. The family is particularly troubled by the distance between his body and the vehicle, saying it raises further questions about what truly happened. Quote, we were there on the scene, she said. Quote, if I had a measuring tape, I could probably tell you how much feet he was found. It's like 5 houses down from the Jeep. That's how far Frank was down. Quote, he had a toolbox and the toolbox wasn't even burned and the welding machine ain't even burned, so it's like make it make sense. According to his grieving sister, Curtis's death came just 2 months after he celebrated his birthday. She described him as a loving, vibrant person who had a special bond with his nieces and nephews. Ms. Sand said his loss is an even heavier blow for the family, who are still mourning the murder of their younger brother in Bimini last year. Quote, for 6 months apart, for two brothers, it's a blow. It's a pill we can't stomach right now, and we consider this a homicide, close quote, she added. Quote, right now we need answers because the Holy Luther is mourning because no one sees, quote, she said. Curtis, who was out on bail, had previously been charged with firearm offenses, according to the Tribune's records, full stop. I wanted to read that into the record. I don't think it's unreasonable that the family members ask some of those questions. On another note, probably entirely not related at all, I am recalling watching a video at the scene of a traffic accident. I think this accident was in Eleuthera, where the car ran into the wall of a building. The individual identified as the driver or operator of the vehicle was in the passenger seat. There was no one else in the vehicle. The car's airbags had deployed. There was no blood on the airbags that's visible to plain sight on the video. Again, the driver's body was in the passenger seat. The back of the vehicle seemed to have sustained a tremendous amount of damage. And the entire scene just looked odd. It did not match the description given, not even in the official news report on the matter. Like I said, totally and then probably entirely unrelated matter. Totally and entirely unrelated. Here's another story I want to read. This weekend, again, the RBPF Facebook page for, I guess, crime reports. This one is entitled Traffic Commander's Commendation, posted by the Royal Bahamas Police Force 15th of February, 2025. Chief Superintendent S. Porter presented PC3984 Wallen and PC4549 Sawyer and PC548 Kelly with the Commander's Commendation for their exceptional execution of their duties during a routine stop and search, which resulted in the successful arrest, recovery of a stolen vehicle, charge, conviction, and sentencing of an offender. This represents a prime example of patrolling with a purpose. Full stop. I pause to give you all a moment to think about it. I want to say, you know, congratulations to Porter, Wallen, Sawyer, Kelly. Oh, sorry, to Wallen, Sawyer, and Kelly. Thank you for your service. And thank you for doing a good job. But I need to ask a question out loud. I just need to ask it out loud. Have these officers done anything above and beyond what is in their job description? This is not a critique of the officers themselves, but this is an interrogation of what it means when we are giving officers commendations, commanders' commendations, for just doing the job. I mean, I can be honest with you, I would have read it entirely differently if it didn't end with this sentence: "This represents a prime example of patrolling with a purpose." What y'all is be patrolling for then? What do you be patrolling for if not with a purpose? See, I have to ask this question because y'all is do mobile, community mobile patrol with your windows up. How are you patrolling the community with your windows up? How you could hear mom scream for help if your windows are up? Are we giving officers extraordinary awards for doing their job? We expect every successful arrest to result in a conviction. Why you had to put conviction and sentencing of an offender? Like, don't, if it's a conviction, the sentence is implied, right? Again, this is not a critique of the officers that received the commendation, but an interrogation into what is going on in the force that we have to qualify with purpose. That's what the... Well, the article does say that the individual was on bail. Let me reread the Curtis, who was out on bail, had previously been charged with firearm offenses. Considering he's on the family island, it's not unreasonable to think that he may be wearing an ankle bracelet, Texter. Not unreasonable at all. So let's read this story here. RBDF Seaman Brown rushed to aid traffic accident victim. Calvin Brown didn't hesitate when he saw 80-year-old Edna Tinubu lying in pain next to her vehicle after a violent crash last week. As onlookers stood by, some recording, he rushed to help. The retired nurse had reportedly slammed into a utility pole off Bethel's Highway last Thursday and died in hospital days later. Condolences to the family and loved ones. Police did not report the incident. I had to catch my breath just now. Forgive me. We continue reading from the article. Police did not report the incident and only reads from the Tribune yesterday. Mr. Brown, and we're going to go to page 5, a Royal Bahamas Defense Force Marine seaman, said he was on his way to work on Bethel's Highway when he came upon the scene of a serious crash. What he saw immediately alarmed him. He said a woman lay flat on the ground beside her wrecked vehicle, which had slammed into a utility pole. Quote, "I just basically do what any person would do, any Marine would do. I initiated first aid. I would have assessed the scene. I noticed that she had a deep laceration to her right leg and bleeding was uncontrollable at the time. I made a makeshift tourniquet out of materials that were in her backseat. So I just tore it and tied around her leg to stop the bleeding. After urging onlookers to stop recording, Mr. Brown called for assistance, and two men stepped forward, full stop. That, see, I want to stick on that. The RBDF officer had to ask y'all to stop recording, like respect the person's privacy. But more importantly, were y'all recording before y'all called 911? Y'all understand the problem with that, right? He said, after urging onlookers, two men stepped forward to assist. He said he instructed Ms. Tinubu elevated while he contacted EMS for help. Even after EMS arrived, the officer, Mr. Brown, refused to leave her side. I held her hand through everything. He said he followed the ambulance to the hospital. He rushed to donate when he saw the blood donation flyer, only to learn she had passed away. He called the moment heartbreaking. In a Facebook post, the Royal Bahamas Defense Force praised him for his heroic response, calling it a testament to the dedication and selfless service of the men and women committed to protecting the Bahamas. We say thank you, Seaman Brown. Thank you very much. Absolutely. What troubles me most about this article is this sentence here. Police did not report the incident and only confirmed the woman's death after inquiries from the Tribune yesterday. How many other incidents are not being reported? See, because then somebody would say, but Ms. Green, all you have to do is go to the website, the crime reports page, where they post all the crime reports. Even if it didn't make it to the media, you should find a story there. I tried that. It's not as simple as that. There's not a crime report for every day. Some days there's no crime report. Now, somebody try and tell me that some days there's no crime happening in the Bahamas. Somebody text me and tell me that. No text. I don't think this is the same accident where a jogger was hit on the highway. I don't think it's the same accident. See, I'm not sure what's happening with the police force. I want to, again, commend Seaman Brown for assisting that traffic accident. Same position about 10 years ago where we witnessed a hit and run, and the young man who was hit tried to get up but couldn't because his femur had been snapped in half. And I sat in the road with half of his body in my lap trying to protect his head, which also had some lacerations, and from oncoming traffic, a police car approached in the slow traffic. My partner had to throw her body on the hood of the car just to make the police stop and put down their window and ask us what was happening. Yeah. Thank you, Seaman Brown. Thank you very much. I wanted to read those stories into the record. Again, the numbers to call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. Toll free for Family Island listeners. I didn't expect to have this much time today, but it's lined up. I wanted to bring this story to you guys. It is not a Bahamian story, but it may be a discussion that we may be having in the Bahamas very soon. So Texas says, put the phone down and help or step back. This person deserves dignity and respect, not to be filmed at their worst moment. Focus on helping the injured person and calling emergency services, please. Dexter, you are absolutely right. You are absolutely right. Here's my thing. I understand the need to document, right? To film everything that's happening at that time. You may capture some evidence, right? From the accident itself. But we call emergency services first before we turn the camera on. We ensure that the call has been made and that they are aware that we need their attention, right? The second thing you do is you ensure that those who are tending to the victim have all the help that they need. Car, you put your phone down and you help lift the car. You don't record the people crying out for help. Everybody put their phone down and lift the car. That's what you're supposed to do. All right, so I have this headline I wanted to bring to the discussion this morning, because I don't know if I want to talk about China and the U.S. rowing in the Bahamas. Another way to spell rowing, I know the National Spelling Bee is coming up. I got to say good morning to my nephew Camden, my grandnephew Camden, getting ready to bust a hole in the spelling bee. But I didn't know an alternate spelling for rowing was P-R-O-X-Y-W-A-R. That's big talk. I don't want to talk about that. Here's what I want to talk about, something to do with our neighbors to the north. I found this article, this headline this weekend from the Ohio, I think it's the Court Journal, an Ohio publication. Ohio Democratic lawmakers propose Contraception Begins at Erection Act. A new bill in Ohio would make it a crime for men to ejaculate without intending to have a baby. Quote, you don't get pregnant on your own, close quotes. State Rep. Anita Somani, Democrat, I think from Dublin, that must be a territory in Ohio, said, in between performing multiple surgeries as an OBGYN Friday, the Democrat explained that she wants to start regulating men's reproductive health care. Quote, if you're going to penalize someone for an unwanted pregnancy, why not penalize the person who is also responsible for the pregnancy? She said. She introduced legislation that would make it a felony for men to, quote, discharge semen without the intent to fertilize, close quotes. Somani and State Rep. Tristan Rader, also a Democrat, joined forces to propose a bill nicknamed Contraception Begins at Erection Act. There are some exceptions, such as when protection or contraceptives are used during intercourse. It also wouldn't apply when an individual is masturbating, donating sperm, or if the intercourse takes place between members of the LGBT community and thus doesn't, quote, produce over, close quotes. So what this would apply to is sex without a condom and without actually wanting to procreate. This felony would cost violators thousands of dollars with a max of $10,000 per discharge. Full stop. Without getting into the rest of the article, it seems to be a response to the move to ban abortions outright across the United States of America. And I wanted to ask the question, Bahamians that believe that sexual intercourse is primarily for the purpose of conceiving, conception, making a child, making a baby, would you agree with this law being implemented in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? It would make it a crime for men to ejaculate without intending to have a baby. All right, I have a text here that says, I get her point. Genius. Another text says, that would not work in the Bahamas because we don't use contraceptives. 89% of the men in Nassau will go to jail. And the texter said, I'm at least a half a percent of the 89%. Another texter says, conception at erection sounds like a formula for increased incarceration. Prison industry complex needs product. They are setting the environment needed. So texter, you don't think that the law banning abortions, in fact, a doctor is executed right now for mailing, I think either contraceptives or abortion medication to a patient that lived in a state that banned abortions. Doctors can serve up to life in jail, I think, in some territories for providing an abortion even to women who will die as a result of the pregnancy? For some, and we talk in some instances from 75% chance to 99% chance that the pregnant mother will die if they attempt to carry the pregnancy to term. Isn't that also like beefing? Isn't that a part of the prison industry complex? Like, or is it just men? I want to continue reading from the article. Quote, "It's beyond ridiculous what's going on here," Republican activist Austin Beagle laughed. Quote, "It's a mockery of the most basic biological concepts. The humorous aspect is something both Beagle and Somani agree on." Quote, "If you think it's absurd to regulate men and their reproductive health, then you should think it's equally absurd to regulate women," Somani responded. So this is to make a statement, she said. It is a statement. Ohio voters overwhelmingly legalized and protected the right to abortion in 2023. Passed, and that's on their ballot, 57% to 43%. And it enshrined reproductive rights into the state constitution. Ohioans have the right to make their own decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy. The state is prohibited from interfering with or penalizing with someone for exercising this right. Despite this, anti-abortion advocates like Beagle are trying to reverse it. He is the president of End Abortion Ohio. He said that in the coming weeks, lawmakers will introduce a new bill to criminalize abortion totally. Quote, "It just says human life begins at conception," he said. "Therefore, all the protections that are offered to other people under the state law are also offered to the preborn." He said the bill is called the Ohio Prenatal Equal Protection Act. It will be being introduced very soon, he said. Beagle believes the legislature is because of the equal protection provision in the U.S. Constitution. He said the state constitution is now in violation of the 14th Amendment to the federal charter, and legal experts have routinely criticized this argument, saying it won't hold up. Beagle knows there will be a legal challenge, but he is also trying to normalize the idea of a total ban. By continuing to introduce it, it may get passed further down the line, he argued. Full stop. So a texter said, well, if you... He says, well, then pay the $10,000 fine. I don't know. And I found that interesting, right? Because if you're going to regulate women's reproductive health and health care, then what is the problem with regulating men's reproductive health and health care? I keep paying somebody suck their teeth. I didn't know that the text line had an audio function in it. It's a high-tech guardian.
I don't entertain foolishness. That's foolishness.
So tell me what part of it is foolishness, Mr. Nuri?
All of it.
What part?
All.
The regulating men's health part?
Regulating ejaculation.
So, but you're going to regulate the woman's body, not the male's body?
I say perhaps we need to regulate women having their cycle in terms of producing egg. Just stop them. Once they do that, put them in jail. And we don't have to worry about pregnancy.
You know what they do?
Yeah.
They put you in the red tent when your cycle is on, when you're menstruating. Uh-huh. We already have something similar to that.
That they go in jail?
In some territories right now, like in Tibet and Nepal. I was in Geneva 2018, and one of the cases discussed in our training session was a woman who died of hypothermia. She froze to death. Because she had been relegated per community rules. She was on her cycle. She could not remain in the main house. She was put in the quote-unquote red tent. They call it a red hut where women are required by community law to spend the duration of their menstrual cycle in that hut. There was a freeze. There was not sufficient firewood. Not even like the gas run out or BPL turn off the power and the heater didn't work. There was to keep the tent warm, the hut warm, and the woman froze to death. So yeah, we've been regulating women's bodies in that way for quite a while
did,
now.
Did the separation prevent abortion? Do you have an abortion problem there? Okay. Just making sure.
No, I didn't answer that because you weren't making any sense.
I know. The whole conversation doesn't make any sense.
No, the conversation does make sense.
These people are anti-men and they try and destroy the world. The evil, wicked woman. Evil, wicked woman. We need to just burn the whole earth of them.
Mr. Nuri, right now, in the United States of America, there are women who have like an ectopic pregnancy, which is where the fetus actually is like sits outside of the womb.
Yeah.
On the womb, on the surface of the womb, on the outside.
Yeah.
And these pregnancies can result in death. Many of them very likely to result in death. In some states in the United States of America, a doctor will be penalized if he performs a procedure, right, that terminates that pregnancy because the fetus is likely not viable either, terminates the pregnancy for the purpose of saving the mother's life, right, or reducing the risk of death. They're going to put that doctor in jail. That's ridiculous.
That is also ridiculous.
Yeah, I
but
just
there
saying,
are some women who use abortion like contraceptives. They have it, they use it every week. They kill another baby. And we are concerned about that.
And
there are wicked women about.
And men's
and
behavior.
And these wicked women will now say it's men's behavior because they want to destroy us from this earth.
And men's
behavior. It's that feminist movement.
Would you say?
That wicked feminist movement that's trying to destroy this world.
How do you describe it at the beginning? Women who, what? With the contraceptions? Like what?
I'm not sure.
Because I was going to say men do what with their what?
But do what with
their
what?
Spill it on the ground like what?
But if they you'll find that women appreciate men, and then there are wicked women who don't appreciate nobody. And these wicked women are trying to destroy this earth. No woman is going to put forward that thing, ejaculation. No, no woman in this.
So you say no woman on the
besides the wicked women
is going to say that they support policing men's bodies in the same way that they police women's bodies.
I thought we got rid of these women during the Salem trials. Right? And apparently these women survive after the Salem trials. Now they're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming back to demonize the whole earth and destroy us.
You mean like
there's
they were demonized?
Some wicked times again in this earth. Wicked times that we need to be concerned.
You know what advice I give to men when they talk about these issues, like the woman who is carrying the baby.
But it's men and women who saying this to them.
Won't listen to him. And she wants to keep the baby, and he has no choice in the matter. You know what I say to them?
Yeah.
I said, you had just kept your things in your pants.
We kept
you
the things
have
in your
the
pants.
Right to keep your things in your pants.
It wasn't made to keep in the pants.
Of course it was.
That's why they have zippers to zip down to come out of
it. No, that's to take the pants off. What's on underneath the pants?
Nature.
Under pants. It's in the name, under the pants.
We civilized men under pants no more.
Well, Aaron, aren't they already regulating men in the Bahamas in terms of it's against the law for men to buy a Plan B pill?
Men buy Plan B pills?
How could it be against, is it against the law for women to buy Plan B pills, Texter?
Are Plan B pills sold over the counter?
I don't know. I don't know.
No, I don't know. I never had a need to buy a Plan B
pill.
But
I just wanted, is it like, if it's against the law, I can't imagine that it's against the law for men to purchase it, but not against the law for women to purchase it.
There's some wicked women out there who don't want to buy anything.
But if you're suggesting that you went to your doctor, you booked an appointment, and you went, I need to talk to you, doctor, and you said, I need a Plan B pill. And the doctor asked you if you were pregnant and you said no, and the doctor refused to give you the Plan B pill. Like, is that what happened? Because then you need to say, I got someone pregnant.
See, I was going to go down this rabbit hole, right? But all that can happen is you can get mad at me. Because I met this man who dressed up like a woman who say he's have more cramps than regular women. So he would need a Plan B pill. And see, that's confusion, Aaron. Confusion. I sure you watched that same show. And I try to say, this is unfortunate. There are people who try and just mess up this world, the narrative, it's a proper narrative. Man is man, woman is woman, and there's sometimes a mutation of things.
A D average in biology is one of the worst D averages ever, Mr. Newry.
I did get a D in biology.
Well, I ain't saying you.
No, but I just said I did.
I did. I just thought it was an interesting question to raise.
That woman wicked.
In the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I mean, Mr. Newry, it's so wicked to suggest that we should be prepared to, what's it, police?
Don't police men.
Men's bodies.
No, it's not our bodies.
You police. The same way.
You're policing nature.
I mean, I think that's exactly what the point is being made.
That's you no point.
When you're policing women, you're not policing nature, you're policing...
They weren't policing women. They're policing abortion. That's not a natural thing of women. Abortion is not a natural thing of women.
What do you mean abortion is not a natural thing?
Women don't naturally need to abort. Men naturally ejaculate.
Abortions happen naturally, you know.
Yeah, so they're straight. They don't need to go to a doctor then. They're straight then. You come right back to some full circle. It happens naturally.
Minister of Education.
Mm-hmm.
A D is not satisfied. I'm not...
I'm not questioning. There are some evil feminist women who try and destroy this earth, and we need to get rid of them, eradicate them off this earth.
I'm not questioning your belief.
No.
I'm questioning the manner in which you present it to the public. You could believe it.
Do you agree that there's some evil feminist women out there who try to destroy men?
No.
No? Do you need some wicked women, them, who just anti-men or every narrative they come? Men evil, men sinister, get rid of them. Now lock them up in jail.
Because
it'll be mostly black men who they can lock up in jail.
Let me ask you a question.
We already get an attack.
Do you think that there are some evil, sinister men about that whose only intent is to mash up women?
That's some invasive species.
They
come from a certain Caucasian mountain. That's not me. That's them Caucasian mountains, the people them. They even sinister. My point is, there is some evil women out there with their feminist ideas who trying to destroy this world. And we need to speak out against them. And when you have crazy women like
you
that in the United States, we need to limit that so no one can hear them again. Just shh. They're talking nonsense. Shh.
So what about the set that say that no abortions are allowed, even if...
That's women who are saying that. That's women who are saying that.
So there are no men calling... So there was no men at the Roe v. Wade appeal?
Women who dictate to their men, and the men are saying it because the women want that. The women, are naturally spiritual, and they believe what these other wicked women doing
They're naturally what?
Spiritual. And they now have convinced their men to support them, and that's what we have now. But they want to make the men seem evil. There are women who don't believe in this proliferation of abortion for no reason. They're contracept, like taking candy. Every day they go into the abortion clinic, every week.
I thought you was talking about men at the club just now.
What men at the club?
Oh, I just thought you was talking about men at the club.
Men don't be to any club where there's no women. I mean, there are some men who go to clubs.
See, that's the point, exactly.
Where there's no women. But they don't worry about abortion. They'll set no worry about abortion.
That's another thing.
Or anything.
Imagine that. They don't even worry about it.
No.
I don't know if you're making your case, Mr. Newry.
I'm just saying, there's some evil, sinister women out there.
It is, if anything.
Yeah.
So, we definitely have some text.
Go ahead.
This text says, except abortion is not about regulating reproductive health. It's about determining what happens to another life. See, okay, pause right there. When we get to the parts of the law with the provisions that say things like even if bringing the pregnancy to term is guaranteed death for the mother, that's reproductive health. Right? Like when abortions that are intended to save the life of the mother, that's reproductive health.
I don't believe that's the intent to ban abortion.
Oh, no, that is the intent.
That's a consequence.
No, that's not a consequence.
But I don't think that's the intent.
No. That's not a consequence. Mm-hmm. That's an intent. Okay. That was intentionally put into the law. Because otherwise you would say abortions are illegal except in instances where the abortion is required to save the life of the mother. Or if it is... There's a 75% chance that the child, the fetus, will not be viable. Those things are easily put into the law, Mr. Newry. Mm. If you want to say what happens to a woman's eggs, then we are attacking her reproductive health. The call is for protecting the life of an unborn child. See, that's why in the Bahamas, there are...
That text is brilliant, by the way. He might be a doctor, because I understood exactly what he said, or she said. More like it's a woman, because women understand these things.
Yeah, so in the Bahamas, there are terminations, is the destruction of a fetus. Mm-hmm. And then if a termination takes place outside of the prescribed timeline, mm-hmm. then it becomes an abortion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Right. Because there's a point in time when the thing is just a fetus, and then it
now they want to police men ejaculation.
No, they are policing men's reproductive health in the same way that they are policing women's. Mm-hmm. That's all. If the goal here was to make men more responsible in promoting use of contraceptives, I would support it, no?
The goal ain't that.
No. You do what you want with your body.
Mm-hmm. Now they're going to lock us up.
I mean, you tell a woman you can't do what you want with
it's
your body.
It's an attack on black people. It's an attack on black men, again.
How is it an attack on black
because
men?
Because they know what we do culturally. And they see...
What do we do culturally?
We have children.
And go on.
And go on and take care of our children. But there's just some sinister people from that Caucasoid mountain thing who want to dictate to the world and lock us up. I'm watching them.
I am stunned by the intersection of race that you brought into this.
It got to be.
It's like the way that you brought
it. Because they have power. And see, you find out who wrote that article. What color that person is who write this doctor person who tried to lock us up. What color that person is?
Hold on.
Because that would be us who would say that.
The person who wrote the article or the Democratic representative that person
that
are tabling.
Yeah, that Democratic person. That liberal person. What color that person is? The anti-black men.
I don't know.
But I know already.
How many,
I discern that.
How many black men you think are in Ohio?
I discern that.
How many black men you think are in Ohio? And you
that's the said they won't lock up. They say it's too many of them. And now they won't lock us up.
The text has said, but the principal point here isn't to increase responsibility. No, it's not to increase responsibility. It's to make room to freely end life without accountability.
See, that's a brilliant woman who's writing that.
No, they're talking about the abortion ban.
The point is, you need to be more cognizant of yourself. Don't be going around just killing babies. That's all I'll be saying.
I mean...
Leave the babies alone.
A crime for men... It would make it a crime for men to ejaculate without intending to have babies. What you say just now?
The purpose of ejaculation is not to have babies. God created sex.
Which church
sex.
You go to?
God created sex for married people.
To have what?
To enjoy themselves.
Be fruitful and multiply.
No. That's a consequence.
Not to enjoy themselves. Enjoying yourself is a consequence.
If every time a married man ejaculates, there's a baby.
Boy,
no,
producer,
man.
I wish you had said that earlier when you suck your teeth.
No, man. That's for fun.
Because the intent is to reproduce, and pleasure is a consequence. I could be honest with you.
Pleasure is no consequence.
An unintended consequence, apparently, according to these men who write it in there. Mm-hmm. I wish you had started with that. We could end the argument
right here. God created sex for man because God realized it's not good for man to be alone.
God created sex for reproduction.
No,
and
man.
Pleasure is an unintended consequence.
No.
Y'all make sure go to Bible study on Wednesday.
We need to
and
bring,
go to church
bring
on Sunday.
Priest on this,
unless you hold Sabbath
to explain
on Saturday.
This to you. Explain this to you. Sex is for man and
no,
woman.
No, man. The Anglican church busy figuring out how, as opposed to the sidewalk on top of the pedestrian crossing.
Okay. Yes.
Good morning, my St. Matthews family. I'm here for the pension. If y'all here for the parking. You guys have a great day. Stay tuned.
He could do Junior in for what?
Wait, he fooled with your girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.